True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon bringing you another college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Today, a look at the Division III Delaware Valley University Aggies out in Doylestown. DelVal has been an elite D3 program for years. In 2023, the Aggies went 9-2, won the Middle Atlantic Conference for a sixth straight time, and they bring a 53-game conference winning streak into this season. New coach for DelVal, Mike Isgro, taking over for Duke Greco, who left to take things over at Westchester. Had the chance to talk with Isgro, who is a former Aggie quarterback and assistant coach, about his team. So to start, first training camp as the head coach, as we are talking here, you're about a week and a half away from your opener. How have things gone?
It's been great. You know, guys have been good. Guys are working extremely hard, you know, excited for the new year, new challenge, you know, so it's been good. It's a great group of older guys, the leadership, and we've, you know, got some good guys in here. So it's been a lot of fun.
You had been on staff for a long time. You're a former star quarterback at DelVal, but this is your first camp in charge. How has it been specifically for you just adjusting to the new role? Relatively seamless?
It has different things for different challenges, but, you know, it's a great staff here, you know, to be able to help out with everything, to kind of get through the transition. And then also, you know, our players, and they're excited for everything. You know, we demand a lot from them, and, you know, they rise to the challenge, you know, each and every day. So, you know, it's like to say, it's been pretty smooth from our end. You know, just the good thing is I've been here for a little bit, so kind of know the ins and outs. And, you know, I've talked to Coach Greco a couple of times too. So bounce things off of him, but you know, it's been great. Our guys are excited, like I said, and we're excited to get rolling.
Let's talk a little bit about the offense. Where do you see the strengths on that side of the ball right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, offensively, return a quarterback, return a running back, have some wide receivers there. Our O-line, return some guys there. So I think, you know, it's a well-rounded group. We just need to continue to get better, continue to excel, and us as a coach and staff, put the right guys on the field and in the right situations, put them in good situations to excel and, you know, to be as good as they are. You know, I think that's the big thing as coaches and us as a staff. It's, you know, find the personnel that fits what we're trying to do. But at the same time, our philosophy and our, you know, things on the offensive side need to fit our guys. It can't be what we're doing, what we want to do. It's how can we help them be successful in the scheme of it.
Defensively, what are you seeing? How has that unit emerged and come together here over the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. Defensively, returned a lot of guys on the defense, brought in a couple guys that, you know, we're hoping to step up, and some younger guys, you know, stepping up in some roles. You know, we like to delve out defense. We like to be remembered, you know, fast, physical defense, smart as well, you know, be able to fly around, fly to the football, you know, 11 hats of the ball. And I think that'll continue here. You know, Coach Neal and Coach Wright and those guys on the defensive side have done a great job implementing some of the new scheme and what we're trying to do. from a defensive standpoint. And, you know, the guys are on board with that. The guys that have been here and, you know, it's kind of been moving right along smoothly. So they're excited to get going, you know, both sides of the ball, you know, really excited to get moving here.
On defense, is there a couple of players that have really kind of emerged as leaders that you're going to be leaning on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our front three, Sebastian, Sean Balcom, Jaquan Maben, preseason All-American, those three up there on the D-line. Also, you know, our back end, Darius Nichols, Makai Bootman, Ralph Torres, all returners there in that aspect. You know, so, you know, going to lean on those guys, their experience. They've been, you know, they've been in the moment on that side of the ball. So, really excited to see those guys be even better than what they were last year. You know, that's the challenge we try to, you know, push to our guys. You know, what we've done in the past is great. You'll be able to talk about that, you know, when you're old and retired, but it's all about the present. You know, it's about what can we do now? Your stats and your record from last year, the previous year, really don't matter. It's all about now, 2024, what we're trying to accomplish and how we're going to get there. So we'll definitely lean on those guys from a defensive standpoint, you know, those older guys, and, you know, excited for the guys that are in as well.
We need to take a break. We will have more with Del Valle's Mike Isgrow in just a moment. But right now, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda, KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now let's get back to our college football preview, focusing on the Division III Delaware Valley University Aggies and our conversation with head coach Mike Isgrow. How much does the success you've had specifically on defense the last several years just start to become self-fulfilling? And what I mean by that is, you know, you talk about the leaders and stuff like that. Like, there's just this standard, and it's really for the whole team, but, you know, looking at the defense here, that has been like what Del Valle's expected defensively. And do you find the players hold the other players, the younger players, accountable and maybe do a lot of the work that in a lot of cases coaches would do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what makes it great when you have great leadership, you know, older guys that kind of can pull the younger guys or the new guys along like this. Hey, this is how it is. This is how it's going to be. You know, we got to compete, fly around, play fast, physical, and those guys. When they flip the tape on defensively, it needs to be that. And if it's not, then they're disappointed. You know, anything we do with these guys is compete at a high level, whether it's conditioning or running on and off the field, whatever it is. And our older guys kind of preach that to them to make sure they're staying to that standard. And it's just, you know, it's been set for many years now, not just over the last couple, the standard of, you know, Del Valle football and what it needs to be. And we need to continue to help that grow and be even better.
I want to jump back to the offense. Louis Barrios, your quarterback, can run and pass the ball. How many steps forward has he taken this training camp to maybe take his game to another level?
Yeah, absolutely. Louis's extremely hard worker. He's a great leader. So he's done a great job just, you know, with the group itself, putting in time with the, you know, wide receivers, some new faces there. Some guys that have been here to kind of, you know, be better on that side. You know, he works extremely hard, you know, and he's a good team guy. He was voted a captain by his teammates, so he'll be a captain again. And, you know, excited for his last year, excited for him. And I know he's worked extremely hard throughout the summer and springtime to kind of understand what we're trying to do offensively and how we're going to attack things. So it's been really good.
Anything surprise you in this first camp? And I don't mean like from the job standpoint, but I mean like a position group or a player that really kind of forced themselves into the conversation for playing time that maybe you didn't think coming in was going to be much of a factor this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good group of guys. Like I said, you know, freshman class coming in and got a couple transfers that we think could step up. So I think as a whole, the freshman class, how, you know, talented they are, you know, definitely excited about that, keeping those guys together. But, you know, we have a couple young D linemen, a couple young guys in the secondary, a couple O linemen that I think could step in and compete right away. Some new guys, some, you know, a freshman in there in the mix. So we'll see. I mean, you know, I think it's been like 10 days, so got a long ways to go. But at the same time, you know, week one will be here before we know it. So, you know, definitely got some guys that could step up, some younger guys or some new guys in. So excited to see that. Excited to see what they bring to the table over the next couple of days.
And that opener, that first game, week one, will be at Hampton, Sydney. How excited are you for that matchup? Because it starts a new season, but your first game is head coach.
Yeah, super excited. You know, it's a challenge. Don't know a ton about them. They got a whole new coaching staff, you know, but at the same time, we try to teach our guys or tell our guys, you know, it's a, you know, we don't want anything easy. They're going to be a great opponent, you know, great experience. And I think it's always good too. You're able to hop on a bus, make a long road trip and, you know, stay over in the hotel, do some team bonding, things like that. Kind of brings the guys together a little bit. So excited, you know, excited for our guys, you know, to get rolling. For me, it's, you know, I think it's just, you know, make sure put our guys in the best situation to be successful. I think that's the most important thing to me. I'm excited for them, not so much, you know, myself or as a coaching staff. You do this for the guys, and, you know, it's our job to make sure they succeed and be successful here on the football field, but then also, you know, outside of football too. So super excited for our guys. I know they're ready to go. One day at a time, we'll get there. And then sure enough, it'll be Saturday.
And that will do it for this college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Many thanks to Delaware Valley University head coach Mike Isgrove for carving out some time for this conversation. That Del Val season opener against Hampton-Sydney College down in Virginia will be Saturday, September 7th. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We will have another college football preview coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.